It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Libya remains in turmoil this morning. Many of the details are still sketchy as most foreign reporters are being kept out. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has hit back by ordering airstrikes, bombing, and firing from above on protesters in the capital. After a day of heavy bloodshed yesterday, the security forces appear to be in control of the capital, Tripoli, but Libyans fleeing the eastern part of the country to neighboring Egypt say that the demonstrators have taken control in many other areas. And in a dramatic turn, several of Libya's diplomats have disowned the regime. One of them is Libya's now former ambassador to the U.S., Ali Oujaldi, who joins us on the line now. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
When exactly did you decide to quit and why?
Well, I decided no more to represent the regime. That regime killing our people in a very brutal way and using all kind of weapons to kill innocent people just because they want to express their ideas. They want more freedom. They want to say yes and no, and I can't understand it, and I can't take it. And I've been with the government for a long time, but I can't really live with what I have seen. I can't really take it, and that's my position.
And you, although have, as you said, served this government, this regime for a long time, Mr. Gaddafi is quite a tough leader. Many have called him a dictator for years. Has he not killed people before?
Yeah, but it's not the same way he's doing now. We've been trying with the honest people and the national people to do whatever we can from our position to serve the people and to reform the country, but unfortunately we failed. And the regime is very tough and very serious, and some people have been killed and some people were hanging since the regime in power. And what makes me really decided that I will not be able to serve this regime when the demonstration and protests start taking place in Benghazi and when the son of Colonel Gaddafi came right out and we are expecting to propose a solution for the crisis, but the only solution he proposed is that we judge it to the arms, to the weapon, and that I can't take it.
What do you think will happen, in fact, in Libya? Will Gaddafi, he seems to be not ready at all to resign, doesn't seem possible for him to stay?
Well, I think as far as he has some control in Libya, he will never leave. And this is why I'm asking the international community, I'm asking the non-government organization, and I'm asking the Western countries and member of the United Nations, they have to stand by the Libyan people who are facing a massacre at this time. Libya is a small population facing the modern weapons of this regime.
What should, in your opinion, the U.S. do specifically to help the Libyan people?
They should raise their voice strongly. They should condemn what's happening in Libya, and this is, I think, they did in the way or the other. And there is a meeting, I understand, in the Security Council. It must be a resolution to stop this killing. The United Nations have many ways to stop the massacre of people.
There's been talk quickly of a ban over planes flying over Libya. There has been firing and strafing from planes. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I think this is one of them. This is one of them. But the international community, they have to show their strong position, and they have to move quickly. There is no time to waste.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
Ali Oujaldi was Libya's ambassador to the U.S. until he quit yesterday.